Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined today by Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart, talking about upcoming improvements to the playground at Alls Park and a public hearing regarding special permit zoning.
There was an approval for playground equipment for Alls Park. Talk a little bit about the decision on that and what people should expect to see out of the new equipment.
Sure. This was an issue that was discussed at the last council meeting and tabled for some further information. Staff worked to gather that information. Basically, what we're looking at doing is the Optimist Club has approached the city in preparing Young's Park for the Freedom Rock. We removed a lot of old playground equipment out of there, and we kept that. So we could determine whether or not we wanted to repurpose it or dispose of it or what we were going to do with it. Anyway, Optimist Club came forward and with two pieces of equipment out there in particular. It was a slide and kind of a little teeter-totter piece of equipment. They requested that those be reinstalled back at the Optimist portion of Alls Park. And at the time, the city was considering whether or not we were going to pay to have those restored. And Optimist Club volunteered to restore those and install them out at Alls Park on behalf of the city, but instead of spending the money that we were thinking about spending for the restoration is to give some of that to the Optimist Club for restoring the pieces of equipment, and then they would use that money to purchase an additional two new pieces of equipment to go in the park as well. So, but the cooperation of between the Optimist Club and the city of Knoxville, we'd be looking at adding four pieces of equipment out at the Optimist portion of the park at Alls Park. Two repurposed from Young's Park and then two brand new pieces of equipment. So council reconsidered that again and did approve to move forward with that. So I think we'll work with the Optimist Club to restore those two pieces of equipment, and then the city will pay them $1,000 towards the restoration costs. And then so hopefully this fall we'll have four new pieces of equipment out at the Optimist Club's portion of Alls Park.
And seeing some of the equipment at the meeting, it looks like it's going to be a really nice setup that they're going to have down there.
Yes, it should be very nice. The kids should enjoy it, and it should be a nice atmosphere.
Another item that came out of Monday's City Council meeting was a public hearing is going to be coming up in regards to zoning. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, this is another issue that was discussed at a previous council meeting and tabled, and we resumed discussion of it last night. We have a local funeral home that would like to add some additional parking to help with some of the issues and challenges that they're having to serve their clients here in Knoxville. And the city's trying to figure out how to cooperate and get their needs, but still maintain some semblance of order and responsibility there. And there's two issues that came out of that upon review. One is that we discovered that funeral homes are not an allowable use inside residential zoning. So currently we have three funeral homes that are in residential areas that aren't in accordance with code. And so what we're looking at is actually amending the code to make those types of uses appropriate. Anytime we do a code change, it does require a public hearing. So council did schedule a public hearing for the next council meeting to take any input from public or residents regarding any concerns that they may have regarding allowing funeral homes in their neighborhoods. One of the issues with that we discussed was there's two different ways of making that an allowed use within the code. One is to make it a permitted use, and it's just allowed by code. And so if somebody comes in, as long as it's zoned appropriately and that is identified as an allowed use within the zoning code, it doesn't require any type of approval by planning and zoning. It doesn't require any approval by the city council. It is allowed and it can go in. The other way we can put it in is we can put it in as a special permitted use, which means it is allowed but has to go through some more process than normal, which basically means it has to go before the planning and zoning. Planning and zoning has to make a recommendation to council to allow it, and then council makes the final decision. That gives the public some opportunity that even though it is a special permitted use, the public still has input about whether or not that actually goes or not. And so that right now is staff's recommendation, is that the code be amended to make funeral homes a special permitted use in residential areas. And then once we have that issue resolved, then we need to talk about also amending the code to allow potential commercial uses to be permitted to have parking in the city's right-of-way. And that's the other issue that we're going to have to deal with.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.